At least four small foxes have been seen around the Lurie Garden area at Millennium Park, jumping in and out of their den, surprising some visitors. The small little foxes were nipping at each other, chasing their tails around the garden. They groomed one another in and out of the greenery in the park, according to reports today. So let's just talk a little bit about this for a minute. And maybe it's not at Millennium Park. Maybe it's at the park in Schaumburg. Liza Lehrer joins us, the assistant director of the Wildlife Institute, the Urban Wildlife Institute. Hi, Liza. It's John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. I'm swell. Are you surprised by a story like this?
You know, I am and I'm not, so I'll tell you why. You know, as assistant director at the Urban Wildlife Institute, my day-to-day is researching animals in the city and understanding how they're living here. And we know from our long-term biodiversity monitoring research project since 2010 that we see a ton of different species living here in Chicago. It's extremely diverse in terms of the wildlife community that we have here. So in that way, I'm always excited, but, you know, thrilled to hear about animals that are popping up in places. The reason, though, that this is really exciting in particular is because red foxes are not super common in Chicago. You know, over the years, we've seen them at sort of, you know, fewer and fewer of the sites that we've been monitoring. We monitor over 100 sites across the city and the Chicago region. And something about like 5% of the sites last year where we saw them. So it's really exciting to see them in Millennium Park and really thriving in this, you know, beautiful urban green space.
Is it possible to extrapolate too much from this? It's random, or do you think this means something about the health of the environment or the species?
I think that the garden and the park itself provides really good habitat for them. There's a lot of cover, you know, shelter, places for them to den. There's a lot of foraging opportunities there. We've heard reports of them hunting and finding small mammals and birds and, you know, really displaying a lot of natural behaviors. It's also a fairly large space. So, of course, it's surrounded by roads and, you know, in places bisected by roads, although, you know, through Grant Park. But it's a pretty big continuous green space, and that's what wildlife really needs to thrive. So, you know, I suspect that's why they're there and, you know, seem to be doing well.
If I see a fox in the wild like that, but in an urban setting like this, are they a danger to me?
No, you know, fox are not really interested in attacking people or anything like that. They're going to try to avoid us as much as possible. And, you know, to that end, we should also really give them their space. We want to make sure that we're giving them enough room to, you know, to do the things that they need to do, to forage naturally. We don't want to be feeding them or approaching them or anything.
Oh, yes, we do. We want to give them a hot dog. In fact, I do wonder about that. Like, how does it survive? I heard what you just said about the area they live in, but I'm shocked that there would be enough foraging, enough mice and birds for them to catch and eat and live. They can do that, huh?
They can do that, yeah. I mean, of course, we know that, you know, Chicago has a healthy rat population, so we have a lot of rats that they can be eating, but other, you know, native small mammals as well, mice and voles and things like that, that you know, could be living in the park as well. A lot of bird diversity, but foxes are omnivores, so they can just kind of eat whatever. They're good at finding all kinds of different foods and taking advantage of sort of the wealth of foods that we have here in the city.
This Chicago take on the urban wildlife we are seeing is sponsored today by the Hagerty Auto Group at HagertyAutoGroup.com. Hey, John Williams, foxes walking around Oak Park, undeterred by people and cars. Yeah, are these urban wildlife critters sort of acclimated to automobiles and buses and people?
Yeah, they likely are. I mean, to live in a, you know, super human-dominated space like a city where there's all these cars, there's a lot of human activity, they're kind of used to being around people to some degree, but they're still avoiding people. So they should be kind of walking along, not approaching people, and just kind of going about their business, even if there's people in cars kind of around in the vicinity.
They're not going to be rabid?
No. Fox rabies is not common in Illinois, and so we wouldn't expect to see that. Of course, any mammal could have rabies, but that's extremely rare in red foxes.
You probably know this. Today's World Turtle Day. Did you know?
Oh, wow.
That?
Great.
Oh, hey,
I actually did not.
Well, you come to the right place, Liza. Liza Lair is the assistant director of the Urban Wildlife Institute. So maybe it's just a coincidence, though, that we have this Chonkosaurus, this giant turtle living in the river, and now foxes popping up in Millennium Park. I mean, there's more of us than there are of them. It must have been just a coincidence that we're seeing these wildlife sightings, huh?
Yeah, well, it's a coincidence, but also that, you know, it's a really great example that cities can provide really valuable habitat for wildlife. You know, like I said, we see a ton of wildlife diversity here in Chicago. I mean, not just red foxes, but our research shows that we have flying squirrels and beavers and muskrats. You know, you mentioned the Chonkosaurus. We've got the piping plovers over on Montrose.
Yeah,
we have black-crowned night herons
at,
nesting over the zoo. So, you know, cities can provide really important habitat, and Chicago in particular is a super biodiverse place. We have a wealth of wonderful green spaces here in the city, and I think it's just a great example of if we, you know, just kind of take a minute and look around us, that we can really observe and appreciate the wildlife that we have here.
I'm glad there's a person like you here, Liza Lair. This is delightful and encouraging. The assistant director of the Urban Wildlife Institute, 708, said, I've seen red foxes on my Ring camera in the 1900 block of North Orchard in Chicago, always at night. I welcome them, this person says. I hope they eat the rats. Okay. Liza, let's stay in touch. Thanks for the heads up. And we'll talk more about that project you alluded to another day. That's good to hear as well. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much.